USA Radio News.
The Fraternal Order of Police, America's largest police union, harshly criticized Jen Psaki on Monday after the White House press secretary mocked Fox News' coverage of rising crime rates. At least 16 U.S. cities set records for homicides last year. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Williams spoke to Fox News.
Here you have the mayor, Muriel Bowser, accusing the attorney general of being soft on crime. The attorney general is firing back at the mayor. Crime is running rampant in the District of Columbia.
The White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy. The president has promised to nominate a black woman to the high court. An ABC News poll says 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some GOP leaders are sounding off, saying America's pandemic response could have been better.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterms. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Joe Biden to deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, March 1st. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina told Newsmax she's not sure what victories Biden can point to.
You know, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
Texas is taking things into its own hands when it comes to protecting its border.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislature's Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. We in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Chicago blues drummer Sam Lay has died at the age of 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.